Okay, I'd like to quickly wrap up our discussion for now of Avot, and then to move on to something else. Just to spend a few moments on this, and then to turn to a totally different topic. I hope that through learning this perek, you noticed a few things. One thing that we immediately are struck by when we look at the fifth parak of Avot, the final parak of Avot, because as I said before, the sixth parak is actually a braita, it's not part of the Mishnah. We come to this final parak of Avot. Number one, it's different than the rest of Masechet Avot, because until we get to the last few Mishnayot, there are no names. We're not talking about who Haya Omer, so-and-so Haya Omer, which is, as we saw over our study of the rest of Masechet Avot, or at least a few examples thereof, is not only typical of the rest of Avot, but it's critical for the rest of Avot. We saw the Rashbam, and we saw so many examples, the Gemara and Shabbos, and so on, of how, as the Rashbam says, each one of the Mishnayot reflects the personality, the character, the life, the lessons, in a word, the narrative of the person, the Tana that we're talking about. For good, in some cases for bad. We come to the fifth parak, and all of a sudden there are no names. Right? So we get to the very end. There are no names. There are no Tanaim. And if everything we said so far about the nature of Avot and how Masechet Avot in Torah Shebaal Peh parallels Sefer Avot, meaning Breishit, in Torah Shebichtav, it's strange that you get to the fifth and final chapter, and we suddenly forgot about there being people, narrative, biographies, suddenly absent. And instead, we have a bunch of numbers. 10 of this, and 7 of that, and 4 of the other, and so on and so forth. So, it looks like it's a stira, or at least an exception to everything we've said. But the truth of the matter is just the opposite. It is this perek that really brings everything together. I'd like to just very, very briefly, because we could spend a very long time, obviously, very briefly. If you look at the Mishnayot, you learn the Mishnayot a little bit, you see, first of all, that everything leading up to Mishnah Yud-Tet, according to the numbering system of this particular set, as I mentioned before, the numbering of the Mishnayot in Avot is very arbitrary. You have almost any Mishnah you'll open up, Siddur, etc., you'll find a different numbering system in terms of how it's broken up, and it's neither here nor there. The point is that what we'll call Mishnah Yud-Tet, because that's how we have it here, everything leading up to Mishnah Yud-Tet is a hakdama, as it were, for Mishnah Yud-Tet. Everything, step by step, leads to this point. We begin with the idea of with Lipara min harasham shema abdim et ha'olam, etc., and Litain Schal tzadikim shema kaimim et ha'olam. And then, if we were to ask, what's an example of someone who is mekayim et ha'olam, and therefore we see the tremendous schar of that individual, the Mishnah gives us an example. Who's the example of that? Avram Avinu, right? That Ad Sheba Avram Avinu kibel alav schar kulam. And there's so much to say about it, but anyhow, just to point out, the series of us of the tens. And the tens, if you look, it leads to, so that's from the first Mishnah, the second. The third Mishnah talks about the ten Nisyonot of Avram Avinu, obviously continuation. And then Mitzrayim, which is a fulfillment of the Brit Be'am Tarim, and Perek Tevav Abreshim. We go on, the Beit HaMikdash, the fulfillment of the Akedah of Har HaMoriah, Asher Yamer Hayom Behar Hashem Yira'er, Bereishit Perek Chafbet. Right, connection to Parashat Re'eh, and so on and so forth. We go forward, step by step, each of these things builds on the previous one. And then we go to Mishnah Zayin, and it talks about what is a Chacham, what is a Golem. We come to Mishnah Yud, and so on, and starts talking about different character traits, and particularly character traits of different types of Talmidim. Right, and we go through Arbar Midot B'Talmidim, we go through Arbar Midot B'Holchei L'Beit HaMedrash, and so on and so forth. Yoshvei L'Fnei Chacham, these are all dimensions of the same basic idea until we come to Mishnah Yud-Tet. And Mishnah Yud-Tet starts with Kol Mishiyesh Biado Shlosha Dvarim Halalu. Anyone who has these three things, and I think that's put that way. It's put that way because it's not only going on what comes after it, but it's Kol Shiyesh Biado Shlosha Dvarim Halalu Mitalmidam Shel Avraham Avinu, because this is a summary, really, of the type of midot, of characteristics, of approach that have been outlined throughout the entire perek. This is really a summary. If you look at it, you'll see it's really summing up all the ideas that of the midot that have been mentioned in Mishnah Yud through Tevav, going back to the idea of Avraham Avinu as a role model. We come to Mishnah Yutet, Kol Mishesh Biado Shoshadrim Halalu Mitamirav Shal Avraham Avinu, Shoshadrim Achirim Mitamirav Shal Bilam Harasha. And Maral points out the contrast between the Akedah and the story of Bilam, the getting up early in the morning, the saddling of the donkey, the going out to bring karmanot, and how there's a contrast between the two. Avram is going to sacrifice everything, to give up everything. Bilam is going to try to get imitenli balak milove tokes zahav, and so on and so forth. And then we go on and we talk about the characteristics. Ayin tovav, ruach mucha, nefesh shvala, mitamir shal Avram avinu. Ayin ra'av, ruach vohav, nefesh rechava, mitamir shal Bilam harasha. Ma bein tamir shal Avraham Avinu tamir shal Bilam harasha, tamir shal Avraham Avinu ochlim bol mazev and ochlim bol mabash, and emar lanchil avayei shvatzotem amalei. And this, of course, brings us right back to which Mishnah? This is how the parak begins, right? Isn't this the first Mishnah? Ela li paramin arshaim shmabdim et olam shenivra basar mamar v'litein tzchar tov tzadikim shmekayim et olam shenivra basar mamarot. And so we talk about tamir shal Avraham Avinu, who are Ochel Mo'azeh v'Nochel Mo'abah, and by contrast, of all Tamir Shal Bilam HaRasha Yorshim Genom v'Yordim L'Be'er Shachat Shenemar, and so on and so forth. This is again the first Mishnah, putting it together with what comes afterwards. So Mishnah Yutet is really a distillation, really a crystallization of the entire parak. Right, it's all leading up to this Mishnah. The idea of what it means to be a Talmid of Avraham Avinu, or Chas V'Shalom the opposite. The last two Mishnayot. Again, we're not doing every Mishnah in the Perek, not even everyone on the page, but that's certainly not everyone in the Perek. But what we're saying here is really true of the whole Perek. I'm giving you just a handful of examples. But I want to focus on the last two Mishnayot. And again, an idea that comes from the Rashbam, quoted once again in the Midrash Shmuel, mentioned before. Midrash Shmuel, one of the most important Svarim on Masechet Avot. There are many, many, many important Svarim on Avot, but it's one of the most important. It gives you an anthology of so many important comments of earlier Mefarshim. And there, he comments on the following. He says like this. We have two Chachamim in Mishnah Chaf Bet and Chaf Gimel, the last two Mishnayot of the Perek. One is Ben Bagbag, and the other is Ben Hehe. Okay? Now, not that I'm one to talk, obviously. However, what were their parents thinking when they named them? You know what I'm saying? It's like, where they come, you know, Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey Hey, right? What is that?
Well, it's not
what?
Their parent. It's not another parent. It's like,
when I say, with that, if they were the son, and it's a, okay. So, but this is actually their names, not the names of their parents. What? They could, right?
His name is Ben Bagbag, and okay, very good. Ben X.
Well, let me explain. The Rashbam says like this. It says the reason that they're called Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe is the following. Let's start with Ben Hehe. It says that Ben Hehe, says Rashbam, was a ger. And he's called Ben Hehe because it means that he was the son of Avraham and Sarah, who the symbol of their gerut, they're the original gerim, as Chazal say, the models of gerut are Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. And at the transition, when they went from being like, you know, Shem and Noach and other Avdei Hashem who were not, quote-unquote, Jews, obviously speaking a little anachronistically, but by contrast, the idea of becoming the first Jews, again, in quotation marks, when Avram and Sarah undergo this process of Gerut, so what happens is that they have a hey added to each of their names, right? Sarai becomes Sarah, Avram becomes Avram, as we know. And therefore, Ben Hehe alludes to the idea That is referred to Geremez ben Avram and ben Sarah, and that's what this is about. It's called ben Hehe and ben and for that reason. It continues, and ben Bagbag, Bet and Gimel, is Hey. And this was done in a more subtle way because it was persecution of Gerim, and so sometimes it had to the allusion to the idea that they were converts had to be hidden and made a little more subtle. So ben Bagbag, the same basic idea. Famous tshuva of the Rambam, where the Rambam was asked by a ger whether he was allowed to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. And the Rambam responds that absolutely and for sure, because the true banim are talmidim, and that no one is more of a talmid of Avram Avinu and Simon, etc., the avot and imahot, than a ger. That's truly following in the footsteps and emulating the lessons of the avot and imahot. If we understand this, we see something I think very, very beautiful here. We have in Torah Shebichtav the section of Torah that is primarily narrative, the Sefer HaAvot, Sefer Bereishit. We have in Shas, Masechet Avot, which is the parallel to it, as we discussed. We come to Masechet Avot, and for most of Avot, that idea is in the background. The idea that this is the parallel to Sefer Bereishit is something that you have to kind of understand, but it's not spelled out. When we come to the last chapter, the idea comes to the foreground. And here, almost the entire perek deals with what? The idea of what it means to learn from Avram and Sarah, to learn from the Avo, to learn from the, what does it mean to be Mitalmidav Shal Avram Avinu? And so the whole perek deals with what was special about Avram Avinu in particular and the Avot and Imahot in general. What can we learn from them? How does one go about emulating them? How is one a Talmud of Avram Avinu? Until we get to the point of Kol Mishesh Be'ado, Shoshadar Malal Mitamir Shal Avram, and so on and so forth. And by contrast, what's the opposite? But that's not the end of the story. Here, certainly, we have that other thread, the parallel. In other words, we're going back to the model of Bereishit, the model of learning from Avram, of learning from the Avot and the Imahot, of Sefer Bereishit, becomes explicit here in the last parak of Avot. So we have the first four chapters, which is a derivative, where instead of learning from the Avot and Imahot, we're learning from the Tanaim, but in the same way that we learn from the Avot and Imahot in Sefer Bereishit. And that's why it's a parallel to Sefer Avot. Here we have, explicitly we focus on the idea of learning from Avram Avinu, etc. And then we come to the last two Mishnayot. And what are the last two Mishnayot? Last two Mishnayot combine these two strands. The last two Mishnayot are about two Chachamim, right? Two people of the period of the Tanaim, these two Tanaim, Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe, who themselves are the ultimate example of emulating Avram and Sarah to the degree that their very names, their very essences, their very identity is Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe. Right? And this brings together those two strands, the strand of the learning from the Avot and the learning from the Tanaim, parallel to learning from the Avot. Here, the two ideas that have existed in Masechet Avot, Prakam Aleph through Dalet on the one hand, and Perkei on the other hand, the two ideas are brought together into these last couple of Mishnayot, where Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe combine and bridge those two strands and weave them together, as we have here, Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe. On the one hand are examples of learning from Avram and Sarah and emulating Avram and Sarah. On the other hand, are presented to us as Tanam, from whom we learn and who we are able to emulate and learn from their midot and from their life and so on and so forth. So this, far from being a deviation from what we suggested as the theme of Avot, I think that this is actually the completion of that. And brings it together in a rather beautiful way. Okay, we're going to leave our discussion of Avot here, and